AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. This is day two of jury deliberations in the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump.
We'll be here, it looks like a long time.
Jurors in New York are again hearing some of the judge's instructions. Trump faces 34 criminal counts of falsifying business records. The Supreme Court is clearing the way for a lawsuit by the National Rifle Association against former New York Department of Financial Services Superintendent Maria Vullo, accusing her of violating its free speech rights. The government says a revision shows the economy expanded at a sluggish pace in the first quarter.
The new estimate of the gross domestic product knocked a third of a percentage point off its previous estimate. It's a sharp decline from 3.4% in October to December. The pullback was due mostly to a surge in imports and a reduction in business inventories. Consumer spending rose at a 2% annual rate. That's down from 2.5% in the first estimate, with more spending on services but declines in categories like appliances and furniture. Economists have said they're not overly worried about the slippage, but there are signs suggesting the economy may be slowing, pinched by inflation and higher interest rates. More Americans are falling behind on their credit card bills, and more companies, including Target and McDonald's, are highlighting price cuts to try to attract financially squeezed consumers. I'm Jennifer King.
In Prague, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russia is trying to sow discord in democracies with misinformation after hinting the Biden administration may soon allow Ukraine to use American-supplied munitions to strike inside Russia.
At every step along the way, we've adapted and adjusted as necessary. And so that's exactly what we'll do going forward. We're always listening, we're always learning, and we're always making determinations about what's necessary to make sure that Ukraine can effectively continue to defend itself.
Police broke up a pro-Palestinian encampment at Wayne State University in Detroit today. Eight people were arrested. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting lower on Wall Street following mixed profit reports from big companies and signals that the economy may be cooling. The S&P 500 was down 0.3% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The benchmark index has been mostly pulling back since setting a record high last week. The Dow lost 322 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.3% lower. Small company stocks mostly rose. Salesforce was the main reason for the Dow's sharp drop. The business software company fell 18%. After reporting weaker revenue for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Treasury yields ease in the bond market following weaker-than-expected reports on the job market and the overall economy. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.57%. Seth Zutel, New York.
Jorge Lopez will be cut by the struggling New York Mets after the reliever threw his glove into the stands following his ejection last night at Citi Field. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.